Right now, it is time to bring in Ruth Epstein from the Republican American, who covers our area, and she joins us every Monday morning, just about every Monday morning. Good morning, Ruth.
Hi, Marshall. Good morning, Jill.
I would say every Monday morning.
Pretty close.
Just maybe two or three mornings a year.
Yeah, they give me off once in a while.
That's right.
We used to give Dave Teeter off with pay.
That's right. No, we would double his pay.
That's right. That's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I expect it too. Yeah,
he made a big point of that.
Mm-hmm.
So what a weekend we had! I can tell you.
Oh man, I just took my roller skates off for the day until I start out again tomorrow.
I have to apologize to anybody who is a Robin Hood radio listener or a Bargain Barn listener. I sent Maddie and Liz out to Lime Rock to that opening celebration, and when they took the tent, I saw it on my table. They didn't take the stakes or the weights. And I saw it on my table, and I said, they're not going to need it. Well, they set up everything.
It was beautiful.
A gust of wind. They tried to catch the tent. The tent broke into like five pieces.
Oh, no.
And then all the racks they had set up for the Bargain Barn were blown all around and everything. So we had a disaster at Lime Rock, but there was, between the parking for Trade Secrets and the people that were at Lime Rock, it was a very busy day there. And we're going to do it again next year with stakes and weights like it should be. But folks who were expecting us there, it was my fault. I saw it sitting on my desk.
Well, they were there. The folks who were expecting them there, they were there.
They were there.
It just didn't look the way we expected
right.
it to.
So it's on me. It's on me. I definitely should have.
Well, it was a mob scene. It was incredible. Of course, it's a beautiful spot, so you know it was nice to stroll around. But it was between, as you say, parking for Trade Secrets and the open house and the racing. It was crowded, but it was crowded everywhere this Saturday and Sunday. It was incredible. I was on the move all beginning to end that evening. Starting with a plant sale at the Hunt Library over to the Artisans Fair on the White Hart Green over to, Lime Rock, Artisans Fair. We were at the kayak practice on the river in Cornwall, and then back to Cornwall Saturday night for the library's 150th anniversary kickoff. So I'm taking my roller skates off today for...
I know
for
it was crazy. And I'll tell you, and I give the DM Hunt Library people because that sale goes on both
Saturday and Sunday. Yeah,
and I heard from different businesses, and I won't mention which ones, but I'll just tell you they were involved in selling plants and stuff like that. That their business did spike with people from Trade Secrets.
Mm-hmm.
Their business did spike.
And
the Artisans Fair, which donated 25% of the proceeds to the Jane Lloyd Fund, was set up beautifully on the lawn of the White Hart. It really was
a glorious weekend in the northwest corner, and I hope everybody did well because they certainly all worked very hard.
You know, it rained a little in the morning on Sunday, but other than that, it turned out to be a beautiful weekend for everybody.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, it was gorgeous. And we started off last week in asphalt. We had the huge turnout for the hearing, planning and zoning hearing in Canaan on the amendment to the regs to ban asphalt, and it did pass. Will tell you, I was a little upset with some of the reaction of the audience. They got a little nasty when the lawyer got up to speak, Metcalf lawyer, and there were name-calling and shouting, and it bothered me to no end. I mean, it's okay to have your opinions, but there's just no need for rudeness. And that will probably, the lawyers claim that, you know, there were a lot of mistakes made, and I would assume
it's going to end up in court. There's no doubt about it. And I give 150% to these people who volunteer to go on these boards because, you know what, it's not like the old planning boards of 20 years ago. You go into something like this, and you know that you're going to face lawyers. You know you're going to face lawyers that know everything about the law, the new law, and you're on the planning board. You're volunteering your time. I give them credit. It's a tough job. It's not an easy job. It really is.
And but again, the tone of things.
People have got to tone it down. That's exactly right.
I in my long career as an old reporter, I have seen the change in the tones of some of these meetings. You know, you can agree to disagree, but you don't have to be nasty.
Yep.
And I just came away from there disturbed. And then the following day, we went over to the court. I hadn't been there. Same case, different issue, to the new court in Torrington to hear the appeal of Metcalf because of the order that he's got an application in to put up an asphalt plant.
Yeah.
And so that's in court. And that judge will be making a determination on that, he said, in a timely manner. So as I say, I was my feet were stuck in asphalt for the beginning of the week. And then we had lots of other things going on, and ending the week at two art shows for the kids, which were lovely. Standard Space down the street from you guys.
The Region 1 Art Show.
Region 1 Art Show, which really is sweet. And then over at the Blue and Gold at the White was for the high school kids. And again, the talent just blows my mind of these young people.
So, yeah.
The Blue and Gold gives out prizes and awards. And so and Tino and Susan Galuzzo really do a nice job.
And whatever sold, 80% goes to the student, 20%
yep.
goes to the high school arts program.
Which is great.
The White Gallery makes nothing on this deal.
No, he
nothing makes, at all.
Nothing, he says.
Just
yeah,
like
we, and for your math, they get 80, the kids get 80, the school gets 20, and we get the rest.
And just like,
figure out the math.
Just like Standard Space and Sharon, they give up the space, they set up the show, and it's great. It's just a great recognition for the kids and the students.
It's wonderful, and we're very lucky to have those generous art dealers. Okay, looking ahead.
Got Sharon Board of Selectmen today with their special meeting.
Oh, do they? Okay, I was going to ask you because I'm sort of
We'll have Brent on that. And then we've got the Salisbury Board of Education is meeting.
Is that theirs tonight, too? Okay.
And we'll have cameras at that.
Wonderful.
Salisbury Planning and Zoning, I'm not sure we'll have that meets tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
Tonight's a busy night, so actually, for meetings.
It is a busy night, yeah. Okay. Sharon Selectmen, is that?
Sharon's Selectman meeting is an act on a request to use the town roads for the tour of the Litchfield Hills.
Oh, yes.
Then they're going to have an executive session. They're going to conduct interviews for a road crew member and then have a discussion and decision on the new road crew member.
Gotcha.
So
okay.
That's today.
What time is that, Marshall?
That starts at 4 o'clock.
Okay. All righty.
And then
tomorrow we have the science fair at the high school, which is incredible, at the Mahoney Hewitt Center. And the kids do these projects. You know, when I did projects, they were weather vanes and, you know, volcanoes. Not like that anymore. These kids really have deep understanding of what their topics are, and it's way above my head. I'm glad I'm not judging, but it's very interesting. So that's tomorrow morning at the high school. And then tomorrow, the next day, we've got the FFA kids putting on their open house and bringing the young kids in to see the animals and all the projects they do. That's Tuesday morning and Wednesday morning.
Yeah,
they do
a morning and an afternoon session.
It's Wednesday and Thursday.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay. And then we have Career Day at Salisbury Central on Friday. And on Saturday, the ribbon cutting for the Bend project in Cornwall at 2 o'clock. It's going to be interesting. They're going to open it up, and if you've seen that space, it's really fabulous. They put a parking lot in and a boat ramp, and it's going to make it easier for emergency personnel to get into the river. And they fixed it all up and providing parking and stuff down there. So, and that was funds from GE. Used to put that in.
All right.
So I still think we're going to be busy.
And tomorrow is election day in New York for all the schools. All the propositions and all the budgets go up for vote in New York State tomorrow.
So you're crossing the border.
It's a busy week around here.
It is. And then, well, we have obviously Memorial Day on the 26th. Yeah. That's my favorite day when I don't know where I'm going. And Audubon has its
Raptors and Riesling.
Riesling, yes. And
on Sunday.
That's always a lovely event. So it goes on and on.
All right, Ruth.
It's good for us.
Well, red, white, and blue sneakers for you this week.
Okay, very good. Okay. Have a good week, guys.
Take care.
Thanks. Take care.
Bye-bye. Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. You can find her stories at rap-am.com or in the paper, or you can find Ruth right here at Robin Hood Radio.